accession number 32716, reel 4.
It takes somebody like that,
yeah, a sleuth, a detective.
Yeah, a detective, somebody that's interested enough to do it.
Yeah.
He didn't even start it till after he retired from the police department.
Yeah.
But he was pretty well thought of, I guess, and he'd walk into the police department after he retired, and he'd use whatever he used, and they'd let him go ahead and do this. The police department of Austin, Texas. And I guess at first he spent a lot of time around there.
Yeah.
So.
Was there a lot of planes lost up there?
Oh, yes.
These missions?
There were four squadrons, four PV squadrons up there. Ours was just one of them. The other three squadrons, there were airplanes lost. Some went over to Russia. They went over the target and the Kuril Islands, got shot up, and then went to Russia. Petropavlovsk that they talk about, and had to make the trip all the way around to get home. There was somebody from every one of us. We never had that with anybody. The only plane we lost in that first squadron was Whitman, who disappeared that night. And that was about it. We had a couple of them crash on the island of Attu, but everybody got out. There wasn't anybody else who was lost, but some of the other squadrons had airplanes lost, and they had to go down over in Russia there. So what the total number of airplanes that were gone, if disappeared or were gone, I don't know. Considering all the squadrons. Those are just the Navy squadrons. Of course, the Army Air Force was up there, too. And they had airplanes at an island called Shemya, which is close to Attu. It was a flat island, and B-24s flew out of there, and they made bombing runs over the Kamchatka. And some of those planes were shot down. But that was the Army Air Corps. So it turned out to be a pretty good total of airplanes that were lost.
Your plane on the your second run was the PV?
PV-2.
PV-2. Was that an amphibian?
Oh, no. No, it looked very much like the PV-1, the Ventura.
Oh, okay. The PV-1 is what you flew on your first mission, PV-2 on the second mission?
Yeah. The only difference between the two was, well, the engines were the same. The PV-2 had a little bit different wing area, a little more area, and the tail was a little bit different to give it more directional control. But because of PV-1, you notice the rudder and vertical stabilizer, it's sort of a circular.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't have the control on takeoff. We had to keep the tail on the ground until we got up enough speed for the rudder to take hold. Otherwise, with 2,000 horsepower engines turning in the same direction. The torque was such that it was a tough job. Well, and it wasn't as stable in the air. It wasn't as easy, say, on a single engine. It was hard to keep your directional control. Well, the PV-2 was changed. They changed the tail arrangement a little bit. So it was a little bit more stable, it was better on a single engine, and so on. It was not quite as fast as a PV-1, but it was more stable, and it had a little bit more wing area and more fuel capacity. I really didn't like the PV-2 as well as the 1, because the PV-1, although it was a little unstable, it was very, very maneuverable. Acted like a fighter almost. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a modification. The wing and tail and from the same engines as the PV-1.
Yeah,
the
PV-2 right.
was heavier, and therefore you had a little bit less performance. Mm-hmm.
In fact, they used some PV-1s in the South Pacific and took everything out of them, except the guns and not as much fuel. And they actually used them as night fighters, twin-engine night fighters.
We better stop now because it's about 20 after, so I have enough time to break. We appreciate your talk.